Blog Talk Radio.
She died. The girl opened up her eyes. She began to speak.
Hello, hello.
I was going to die.
Hello, hello. I got mics open for 5133. Mics open for 6638. Mic over 6386 and mic live 71764. Hello, hello, where's the Brother Dick this evening, y'all? We got a late start tonight. We got a few topics to cover. Anybody's like coming in? Pretty much got everybody's mic open. Last one is 3297. Anybody coming? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hello? Yes, sir.
Hey,
it's T-Mac.
What's up, brother? Go ahead. So I'm losing it on this, man. You're racing.
Who am I speaking
with?
Fucking go or what? What are you going to fucking do if you ain't going to fucking fly? Please let me know.
What's happening? Hello, hello. Anybody got their ears on? Hello, Mike. Is this 5133?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Who I've been speaking with, I got a bad reception from you.
I just came off mute. I'm gonna go back on mute and see if that's. Coming from me.
It's pretty quiet now. Can you hear me better?
I can hear you good.
Okay, yeah, I hear you loud and clear now. I don't have no distortion or nothing. How you feeling this evening, my brother?
Real good, man. What's going on?
Nothing but this. Mac, I'm speaking with.
Are you speaking with Sugi?
Excuse me.
Sleepy.
Yes, sir, yes. How you doing this evening, my brother? Where you coming from?
Real good, man, Alabama.
Alabama, okay. What's going on down in Alabama?
Nothing, man. Just listening on the show, man. I thought this Mississippi Joe show. He don't have the show no more?
Who's that?
I thought Joe? That this was Mississippi Joe's show. He don't have the show anymore?
Yeah, Joe to put a plug on it. We're doing some rearranging. So I'm the host now on Friday nights. We're on for an hour. We got a late start. But Mississippi Joe, I think he's doing something different now.
Okay, well, who am I speaking with?
This is T-Mac. I'm the governor of Iowa Grudge, Inc. I'm based in the Iowa, Illinois area.
Okay, T-Mac, I was on that day when you first came into the Grudge Inc. family, man. Okay, I got you now. I follow you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you calling in, my brother. What you doing down in Alabama? You got a car, a bike? What you doing?
Well, I got a pickup. I got an S10, but I'm not really doing nothing with it right now. I'm just a Grudge Inc. member, man. Just be calling in on the show. And I just called in tonight, see what was happening.
All right, all right. Yeah, we got a late start trying to get some things set up. I'll be hosting now on Friday evening. A lot of brothers, they actually headed down. Are you headed down to Macon this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to check out a cocaine thing. I'm not for that far from it, so yeah, I'm planning on checking it out.
All right, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah, a few of the brothers are headed down that way. They got a little action going on. Brother Donye, Fade the Black, are you familiar with him?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. I'm from the same track that Donye and them run at. I know all those guys, Diz and all of them. I just moved down here a couple of years ago. But them my homeboys. That's where I'm from, up around they way.
Okay, yeah. Well, he got action. I just spoke with them and take their action on the way down there. He locked in with Big Low. They got a locked-in race, him and Gangsta Boo 2, the old Gangsta Boo, they call some Candy now. He also locked in with them for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's that card that that Naked Wolf, that Naked supposed to be running again tomorrow too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it should be a pretty good time, man.
Huh?
I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said it should be a pretty good time in Macon, man.
Yeah, they look forward to it. They look forward to it. Yeah, they got a few guys on the hook trying to go down there and see what's happening. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it should be a real good show, man. Like I said, I'm going to be calling in on the show when I'm not at work.
Okay.
But tonight, it was good meeting, man, and I will be calling in listening to the show, man.
Well, I definitely appreciate it, my brother. I definitely appreciate that. We just up and coming. This actually our second, my actual second night. Have the other brother host the other night, but it's a new show up and coming. We do a lot of racing up in these parts in the Midwest. Yeah, we do a little bit of the bikes and the cars. We got there's actually a race going on this weekend called Victory Day in this area. Hopefully the weather hold off for us. It'll be a nice show.
Well, I do a lot of traveling, man, so hopefully next year, because I know it's getting ready to turn for the worst up there, because that's where I'm from, up toward that way. So I know it's getting ready to turn for the worst up there, but next summer I should have my program up and going. I'm quite sure I'll be paying you a visit.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's what's up, my brother. Well, we actually, next weekend, we're going to be down in, I'm actually going to be there at Holly Springs.
Well, you'll meet me there then, because that's about 2 hours from me. So,
we're definitely
going to be there.
Yes, sir, we're definitely going to be there. We're going to have the Unfriendly Ghost, the White Boo, or the White Regal. Tate, you're definitely going to be there.
Tate.
Yes,
that's
sir.
My boy,
we'll
Tate
be there.
Great.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Him and Don Yee, they are traveling caravan now on the way to Georgia. As you go,
okay.
Home shortly. Yes, sir.
Yeah, them all my homeboys, man. Them guys know me real good. Like I said, we all run up out the same track in Indiana. No limit raceway. We all raced up that way.
Well, I got to know you, brother. I see you. I'm sure I know you. Probably seen me. Just know I was.
Okay.
I had a Monte Carlo, Burgundy Monte Carlo. I just got rid of.
Okay.
A lot of people remember me from I had a big 2-door Caprice. I still have it. Silver.
This ain't my boy. I think I got a buddy out there who had a big Caprice. We used to call him a street sweeper or something like that.
Just me live in color, baby.
Man, this your boy Sleepy. I know you got to know me then, man.
What else, Sleepy? What else, Sleepy?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing, Governor.
How you feeling?
Real good, man. I think I'll be calling in now that I know you hosting the show, man.
Yeah, I'm locking load on Friday night, bro. Yes, sir.
I got you, man. Like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you in Holly Springs, man. Good Lord willing, I will be there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking forward to seeing you, man.
I appreciate you, Sleepy. I appreciate it, my brother.
When you said that Burgundy Monte Carlo, then you said that big Chevy, I know this guy's my guy.
Yes, still got that old thing, man. We'll be back out. We'll knock the dust off a little bit, winner. Be back next year.
That's what I'm waiting on, man. I'm going to get my program going again next week. I just had to sit this and I'll get these kids' car staying going, man. So I'm getting ready to get back with it, man.
Appreciate it, my brother. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's kind of took a sideline this year, do a little more networking and do some traveling, just kind of network
that's
with
right.
Other brothers. Yes, sir.
Well, this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to step offline for a minute and click my boy in, man, because he... See, I know he tried to call in because I called in earlier to say something about the next show in 22 hours or something, man. So
yeah, they had a long line, mister.
Right, so I'm gonna call right back in. I'm gonna click over and click him and bring him in on my line, man. So give me a minute,
appreciate
and I'll be right back with you.
All right, see, appreciate it, my
right.
brother. All right,
brother.
That's all right. 4985. Your mic is open.
4985. It's a T-Town Hustle. What's up with you, T-Mac, baby?
What's up, my brother? How you feeling, baby?
All right, Mac. Calling out ATL, Georgia, Lil Will. You know who this is.
No question. Yes, sir. I seen him. Prefix. I knew who it was. How you been, bro?
All right, man. All right. I'm glad to see what you're doing, man. This is something I like right here.
But we trying, baby. We trying, my brother.
Yeah, I think this thing will get bigger. I'm going to spread this thing out to some of my partners down here.
Appreciate it, bro. I'm actually supposed to be down there this weekend, but I have some other things to take care of. But we got a couple of them killers in traffic. We look for action. How far are you from Macon?
Man, Macon in my back door. I get there in 20 minutes.
Look here, bro. You go down there tomorrow if you ain't doing nothing. Look for that Fade to Black thing, man, that Black Regal. We locked in with a couple of cats with a Big Low from Mississippi with a Red Bull. We locked in with a cat called, used to be called Gangsta Boo, too. They call it Candy something from Malibu. We locked in with both of them. Trust me.
Okay.
They little piggy bank with you. I promise you.
Okay. Where are they going to be at? Twigs? Making this Twigs down there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's where they're going to be.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make sure I get
bank
down there.
I'm going to tell you like you tell you in right. Vegas. Bet on black. Bet on black, baby.
I know that's right.
That ain't me waiting.
I'm going to do that.
That's how you been, my man.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna get your number out here to a bunch of these guys off Moreland Ave up this way that be doing a lot of racing and tell them about you. And
appreciate
you,
So
you gonna bring that you gonna bring the big body back out?
Ain't gonna knock the dust off of this winter, yes sir.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll be able to meet you out there, man, with the boo. It's been sleeping, you know that.
Yes sir, we know. Well, the giant kids are going to come out of hibernation. We're going to go play. You know that.
All right.
Okay. Dad, can you look for some Vicks?
That's right. Well, man, I'm going to make it down here to Macon tomorrow, down here in Twins, where they're going to be at, and I hit you up then, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to keep listening. I don't know if you got nobody else on the line, but I'm listening.
Just a few brothers, man. I appreciate
all right.
It, man. I was really good to talk to you. All right.
All right,
bro. How about 6638? Your mic is live. Are you there? About 6386, your mic is live. About 21764, your mic is live. Your mic is open. Can you brothers copy? In the background, somebody's background.
Hey, T-Mac, I'm still here. This is Lil Will. Check this out. You
okay.
Hear me?
I got a bunch of mics open and about a lot of people saying that. Yes, sir.
Okay, maybe they just want to listen to some real talk. Hey, a lot of these cats down south like to run that eighth of mile. What you think about that? Can we do the eighth of mile or we quarter mile?
Eighth of mile, man, that's a new wave, man. Everybody doing eighth of mile. Anybody doing anything, everybody running eighth of mile now.
Running eighth mile, okay.
Yes,
where is that?
I'm still a quarter mile man. The eighth mile, if cats are doing it, that's all the grudge fest, everything is everybody thinking for the 8 mile.
Okay. New to me, like I say, we've been off the grid for a minute, but that muscle's still there, so we just gonna have to switch up a few little things to run in that eighth mile.
Yes, sir. That's what most of the competitors at now, Lord. That's like that 8 mile thing, man. You know me, I like to stretch them on out, but I guess they like save hard. I like them go.
Okay.
What y'all been doing on that yet?
Man. Man, but you know what they bleeding though? They running Chevy motors in them. We Chevy motors. They got these Fords with Chevys in them. So same thing.
I said they like that Ford weight, but they like the Chevy muscle.
No one's going to get him down through that.
Yes, sir.
I got a buddy named Grant. I don't know. He probably ain't listening, but I'm going to get him on here. Cool dude.
Okay.
I call him. He got some 5.0s. Anybody that want to run down through there, he with them.
You with it?
10-5 car. Anybody want to run down through there, it's mile he there. Twig, that's his track. I'm surprised they don't know about it.
Tell me, my brother. I promise you, he runs on that black thing. He can get action tomorrow.
I'm gonna call him.
Can
I get off the phone? I'm gonna call him and try to get him on the phone. How long is the show?
I'm on for hours, like from 7:30 to 8:30. We're supposed to be on at 7:00. We had some glitches somewhere, but we're gonna be on till 8:30.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get him on here. I'm gonna let him rep his own thing, but. He made it down here. We're going to see what it do.
All right. We bought none.
Yeah. Okay. You can go to your next call. I'm just listening.
Okay, my brother. All right.
Yeah.
Dental response was 6386. 224-6386. What about 708-1764?
What's up, T-Mac?
What's happening?
What's up, brother? This is a Smooth Criminal out of Chicago, man. Good to hear you on the radio, man. Good to hear you on the radio. Yes, sir. We're going to have to try to get down to Cordova. You know what I'm saying? We got a few people down in that area, but we never got a chance to get to the track. So, you know, we definitely want to get down there.
Appreciate my brother. What y'all do this weekend?
Yeah. Well, I'm just coming in, man. I drive a truck over the road. I'm just coming in from California. I'll be in Chicago tomorrow. I'm going to sit down and chill, man. I got a 9-year-old. I got to deal with him. So, you know, I ain't going to do too much of nothing. You know, I'm kind of waiting for my little thing to get ready. You know what I'm saying? We for sure going to be doing some traveling next year. Can't do too much now, but we're going to do some traveling for next year, man. That's for sure.
That's what's up, my brother. I appreciate you calling in, man, to spread the word, bro. We on Friday night.
Without a doubt, man. We'll be looking for you. Definitely going to be looking for you. We'll be in there. We'll show the show.
All right, bro. Appreciate you.
All right. I'm going to go on mute, man. Listen for the show.
Okay, my brother. Appreciate you. I've been going to the line because my man Tate the Great on the line. 4855. Your mic is open. 4855. Tate the Great.
What's going on, T-Mac, you got there running things over here, our kid.
Yeah, we trying to make it happen, baby. We trying to make it happen.
I heard that, man. I heard that sound pretty good, man. What's going on, fellas? Everybody out there, you know what I'm saying?
There's a few brothers on there. A couple of them shy. They just up and running. It's going to be all right.
You said what now, Terry? I didn't get a chance to listen to nobody because I fucked around and got sidetracked. It's just that fast. You said who was on there?
I know it's your brother. He was on there. My buddy down in Georgia, down in ATL. He said he'll come down that way tomorrow. He's the wheel. Ripping the P.
Oh, yeah.
Bad brother, Sean, brother.
Yeah, what's happening, man?
What's going on, dog? You say you'll be down there in the GA tomorrow?
I'll be down there. I'm right here. I'm coming straight off exit 212. Making ain't no wheel out. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. You got your workhorse with you?
No, that thing's still doing push-ups. They ain't ready right now.
You ain't ready right now? I heard that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So you doing what I'm gonna be doing? Just spectating, trying to pick up a few ends on the sideline.
Tatey said he got a guy down there with a Mustang looking for trouble. I said he got a black thing looking for trouble.
Yeah, coming out of Ellenwood. You might know him. Brent, you down from this way?
No, I'm from Chicago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he definitely be looking for trouble. If there's something happening down there, he there.
What kind of car is it? What color is it?
He got about an 80-something Mustang.
Say what color is it? It's a million. Don't be a million. Must have a check. You gotta describe it.
That thing ugly. Put it like this. Ain't no paint on it. You wouldn't even look. You wouldn't even bat an eye at it.
Oh yeah. Oh, so just go. If we want to look for them, we just go look for something that don't look all that hot, huh?
Yes, sir.
Is that what it is? Because you know my partner and them got. They got a workhorse in this old trailer, man. They come into play.
Okay, well they're gonna be down. They got two of them to play with. They I'm pretty sure he's gonna say take your pick.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm watching. We're gonna have to come around there looking for him. Where he from? Is he from Atlanta?
No, I'm not. Yeah, he's from Atlanta. He's right here.
Oh, okay.
He's right here. So, T-Mac, what I'm looking for? I'm looking for a Black Regal.
Black Regal. Yeah. Chi-Town Most Wanted on the back of it.
Chi-Town Most Wanted says Beige and Black on the back window. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to respect that anyway because I'm from Illinois, so I'm going to respect that. I'm just seeing what they doing down here. I ain't seen that, but I'm going to respect it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know what I'm saying? When you get down here and you point the car out, my name Tate, and you can come find me and point up the direction of some of them cars that's coming from A-Town, man. We take a look at them and see it. And see if we can put something together. We'll put the owners together and see if they come up with something, you know?
Yeah, we can do that. See, Matt, you got his number so I can get at him. You're going to be around that Regal.
Yes, sir. He's going to be
around the area where the Regal at, yeah.
Okay.
I'll make sure you're paying attention.
We'll be there bright and early, so we'll be at the door when they get ready to open the door, so we shouldn't be hard to find if you get there early.
Okay.
His car ain't gonna be hard to find anyway. He's one of the headliner cars down there, so you know.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, I'm gonna take this minute, brother, click a few guys in. I see if the brother got the hand up. 5133. I see you got your hand up. The mic is open.
Yeah, this is me again, T Mac. What's going on, Tate? It's the greatest.
What's up, Sleepy Baby? What's up, Sleepy? What you been up to, kid?
Good, man. Good in your voice, Tate. You know that as always, brother. I'm going to try to get down there and holler at you tomorrow, man. Things go right.
Hey, man, come holler at me, Sleepy. I ain't seen you get there, man. I ain't seen you in a minute, man. Come on, holler at me, Sleepy. You know I know your voice right away. Look, I know your voice right away, Sleepy.
Hey, Tate, you know how we do, brother. We brother to the end, man. You know how
they
go.
Oh, man, always, man. Always.
Definitely good in your voice, baby.
They say Gunner Peace got a goddamn 10-foot grill loaded with everything in it. So we got to get that's why I come down here for to mooch off Gunner Peace, man.
Good, man, good. I'm looking forward to seeing you, man. You think you might make Holly Springs next week you gonna do?
Oh, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll have that white thing there. Yes, sir. We'll be there.
Yeah, I know to bring something with me. You're going to have it on the dose. I got to bring something with me, baby.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have that white thing over there with bills on, man. We're going to look for some trouble, too.
I know you coming to play.
Yes, sir. I know that's right. That's right there in your backyard.
Yes, sir. Team Mac, thanks for picking me back in, baby. I sure want to holler at Tate before he got off the line.
You ain't over there operating things. You be watching them boys get down tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to get but I'm planning on coming up here tomorrow, man. I'm planning on trying to hit
Okay,
tomorrow.
Yeah. I just thought about that. Right. Yeah. I feel you. I just thought about
next
that.
Next weekend, I'll see you in Holly Springs.
Right. Yeah, I know they got a big thing going on. That's that fall brawl up there this weekend at Holly Springs.
Mm-hmm. But it's more important over there where y'all at.
You got that right. Oh, yeah. You got to go where your crowd at, you know?
Hey, because the bad boys don't be there, man. You know they got to do that thing with that candy crusher.
Oh, man, yeah. That's what we coming for. They're going to come down and take care of that business.
Right. Because they're supposed to run the bad boys tomorrow, too, and butt naked. The candy crusher got their hands full.
Oh, Candy Crusher running butt naked tomorrow too again?
Yeah, he's giving them the rematch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They like that up Tuesday night, man.
Oh, okay. Well, that's he got his hands full of shit.
And then butt naked wants to run the winner of the bad boys and Big O.
You said butt naked did what, Sleepy?
He was trying to lock in to run the winner of the bad boys and Big O, because, you know, Big O put me in the marquee running against 901.
Right. Yeah, I know. He was trying to get some ball with Big Low and them too. I don't know if it can. I don't know if it amounted to anything.
Right. So you know that's a mission alone. You know.
Yeah, I know he was trying to get a rematch with them too. Yeah, Dahye told me.
Right.
Is Dahye on the phone there? No, I said Dahye told me he locked in with Big Low. Oh, he did? Okay. Yeah, I know they were talking about it. Mm-hmm. Yes,
man,
sir.
That's going to be some good action, man. Good action.
Oh, Yeah, it's gonna be a good one, though. It's gonna be a good one.
No, I'm going with my homeboy. I gotta go with Paige.
They kill us. Did Cole kill locked in with anybody? He ain't locked in with nobody, is he?
Yeah, he supposed to be running that guy, Rick. What's his name with the Camaro?
Oh, Lil Rick with the Camaro. Yeah, okay, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They
okay.
Locked in.
Right. And then Biz and Lil Tony locked in, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Biz and Lil Tony locked in with the Bumblebee and Lil Junior.
What? Right, but you know that might be one of those punk out.
See, they're coming. You said we're gonna play the punk out, Sleepy.
I said that might be one of them deals where it'd be a punk out, man. Lil Tony ain't saying nothing bad about him, but they're trying to nominate him for fake race of the year.
He's the favorite race of the year. Yeah,
you know
Tony like that.
You know, Kimo got it last year. They trying to nominate Lil Tony this year.
Yeah, well, Kimo got in the ring twice last week, so they can't say it's him no more. Got there. Kimo got in the ring twice. He won one, lost one.
Right, so that's why they trying to shift it over to Lil Tony. I hope Lil Tony show up, because if not, he's damn sure gonna win it.
Well, I'm sure he's going to be there now. Is he going to raise it now? That we don't know. I know he's going to be there. I know the car's going to be there.
Well, he better raise. That's all I got to say, because they sure got him nominated for it.
Right.
But, yeah, Tate, man, it's good hearing your voice, baby. I can't wait to see you, man. Can't wait to see you.
Oh, man, always, Sleepy. Always, man.
Yes, sir.
Always.
Yes, sir.
You know how we go way back, baby. We've been getting this money for a good little while together.
That's why I tell my man T-Mac, man, that's my, before I know who he was, you know, once he explained who he was, that's my boy, Tate, not yet, yeah. We all from the same hood, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We all from the same hood.
Yes, that's what's up, baby, small world.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Another brother got
the
hand.
Listen to these guys on the show, man. That's my only communication to them for right now until we meet up on these strips. So I'll be trying to listen in, make sure I don't miss out on nothing.
Right.
Yeah, but another brother got the hand. 8424-773-8424. Your mic is open.
What's going on? Who is this, Tate?
We got a kid.
Yes,
what's going on, Sleepy? What's happening, Tate?
Ain't no kid,
what's
man.
Up?
Man, back coming up with the fellas, baby.
I heard that. What's been going on, Tate?
Man, I can't call it, man. I'm just taking it easy, man. We trying to knock this little road down.
Oh, you headed down to Macon?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I heard that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we're
going
to have
me. Go down here and see if we can pick on these southern boys.
I heard that. Donya gone or what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He got that road down.
Oh, okay.
He got two lined up already, so shit. Yeah, he got knocking that road down.
Yeah, he got a race with an ex-gangster boo, too.
Yeah, And Terry said Big Low, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know,
I got to
wish my northern boys good luck, you know. Sorry about that, Sleepy, but you know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't nothing wrong with
yeah.
that, baby. You know how I go, man. I'm still, my birth certificate still say Cook County Hospital.
I heard that. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Sir.
We're going to go down here and try to enjoy ourselves, man, and pick up a few dollars, man.
Yeah, I heard that. Yep, like I said, I wish you boys all the best of luck. Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get on back in. I'm going on mute. I'm going to watch a little bit of these Bulls games. If I hear something interesting, I'll chime in.
What is it looking like? What are they looking like? Did you get started here? What are they looking like?
Yeah, Indiana 42-35 in about 2 minutes ago in the second quarter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they looking good.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Where your boy go, Terry? Oh, Chris ain't been beating your phone up?
Which one?
Chris. I said, he ain't been beating your phone up?
No, I talked to him yesterday, actually, because he even wanted to come on, man. He called me last night. He's going to knock that road down, man. Man, come on, man. You a fake driver. I ain't going. Yeah, he talk good game. First one to go to sleep.
Yeah. Right.
What the weather like that out there? Is it cool? Is it dry?
Oh, man, it's beautiful, man. Shit, we just rolling, man. It's no traffic or nothing. It was an accident on, it was a little accident on 65, kind of messed up, delayed the traffic, but after that, got past that shit, it's smooth sailing, so we riding good.
Okay. What's up?
Shit, everybody, we in a motherfucking nine passenger van. Everybody got one long seat to themselves. It's beautiful. Shit,
it's comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable. Yeah,
what's up, bro?
Stretch on out. Whenever you get ready.
Y'all ain't break out of no caravan. Y'all just went a couple vehicles.
No, I just said we in the nine passenger.
How many guys? Only a couple of vehicles were down there, I'm saying.
Oh no, just one.
Oh, okay. It's
just down here. The rest of us in the van.
Okay. I got another brother tomorrow. I'm gonna get up with him. He is from Alabama. He always talking slick. If they come out to Macon, Georgia, so they'll have a Nova. I'm gonna find out tomorrow. So with him, yeah. But you know, he said he came to the North versus South thing, which he lied about it. But he was talking, but he
said he came to the North versus the South.
That's what he said, but he did come. He said he was there last year, but when we got out with the cat, but he wasn't there. He just told the good game. He just knew some people who were there. He wasn't. But always working like he want to play.
Right.
He don't do nothing.
Oh, you got plenty of pump fakers out there. You know that already.
Yes, sir.
Plenty of pump fakers out there. You know?
Yeah.
I wonder, well, they said happened to be his whole show yesterday. I called in yesterday. It was the show was on, but they ain't got nothing but some goddamn elevator music going on.
Well, I don't know. Because I had a little problem. I sold that on at 7 o'clock tonight. I didn't get on until like 7:30 our time. I had some stuff going on too with the thing, but we got it situated.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a little. We're showing another show for 2 days. I said, whoa, what happened? It didn't take but a minute to wiggle through. We got to figure it out.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, but that one brother, Will, he's shotgun. Brother Lil Will, he's down in the GA area. You know, he originally from the P. You know, a few cats down there trying to play. He's been talking about this Mustang for a while. We're going to see where he really at.
Well, yeah, just give me a holler, man, when if we get them cats on the line, we get down here, shit, I go looking for them. Might need, you know, I know this boy going to be looking for a few people to test on.
You might want to ask somebody in the other lane while he's testing,
you know.
Yes, sir. But, let me know tomorrow what's happening. I'll make sure y'all definitely in communication. I have him come around and trade a locator brother. He's a slim brother, light-skinned brother, good cat, good brother, genuine, real with it. Yep. He got a nice boo. It's here. It's in the town. He got a boo that's here. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
All right. I'm gonna fade on off here because we limited on charging the battery up in here.
I'm gonna hold on to this little life.
I got all holler back at you, bro.
All right, man. Just trust, bitch, once you get there, let me know you're all right.
All right, boy.
Bro, y'all be cool and safe.
All right, dude.
There you go. Yes, sir. Sleep, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm hanging here with you, man. I'm hanging here with the TV, man. If they don't call in, we have to chop it up, man.
Yeah, because a lot of brothers had called and touched base, and because we got a late start, that's why I threw a lot of people off, and so we're just trying to get back to the point with it.
I've been treating you that way.
Yes, sir. We're going to get it jumping. Get it back jumping. Yep.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen, man. You ain't got to worry about it. We're going to make it happen.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, I can't wait now. I'm looking more forward to next week now. I just can't holler at you again, man.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll be down there next weekend. I'll be down there Friday. We'll be down that way
Holly Springs getting it in, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. That's just right hot skipping the jump for me.
Yes, sir. How you treating you down? So they treating you all right?
Oh, yeah, man. I can't complain, man. I ain't got the camaraderie that I had when I was up that way, man. I ain't got too many homeboys that I'm, you know, kicking it with right now as far as the Ray game go, man. That's why I have to make these trips, but it's going to be greater later, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's going to be greater later, man. I ain't got nobody like that up that way. Y'all are Caden and all them guys, man. But sooner or later, I get good on what's happening around here, man, to get it with the program.
Right.
I ain't going to let this game go, that's for sure. This is something that's embedded, man. This don't just come overnight.
Yeah. I'm going to click my buddy back in. That's down in GA. I'm clicking back in right now. 770-4985.
Hey, what's up with you, T-Mac?
All right, my brother. So you made it back?
Yeah, I made it back, man. Hey, them guys talking about they're going to be down that way tomorrow.
I'm telling you, bro. I promise you one thing for sure, bro. I'm on that trailer. They're going to get all the trouble they want. They fire none. They ain't nothing.
I can believe that.
They went down there with their boots laced up and their boxing gloves on. They going to play, baby.
Okay. I wish I knew about this thing a little bit more, man. I've been off the grid a little bit, but I'm trying to call a couple other people, man. I'm texting this number out too, man, so people can call in and listen in, because this thing, you know, is pretty much, you know, worldwide on this.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it, bro. Yeah, this thing up and coming, man. This is a grudging organization, man. It's a wonderful thing for networking. And it's pretty much it's like the NHRA sanction. This is our version of NHRA on the brother side. It ain't just about the blacks, you know what I'm saying, but it's good.
Right. Yeah,
We got a bike program on certain nights. So I just hosted that on Wednesday night. Got car hanging it to the sleds, name it, man.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to do what I can do for it, man. I know Dietrich stopped me the number over, so, you know, I just shout it to other people that I know that's going to be, you know, down with this and want to know what's going on and you know, participate. So.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Keep moving it around. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. We appreciate it, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so I'm just listening to T-Mac. I'm waiting. I got a lot of texts coming back through right now, so if you want to go to somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, I got a few mics open. Brothers know they can just jump in. It's your ass open here. Oh, is it Sleepy? My brother Sleepy still got your ears on?
Oh, yeah, you know I ain't going nowhere, T-Mac. I told you I'm going to ride it to the end, baby. The wheels fall out. I ain't going nowhere, baby. You're right here.
Yeah, we got a few brothers. Actually, a lot of them got confused because of the time. Like, we got a late start. A lot of the show actually said it was like 2 days for the next broadcast, so there's like a glitch in the system somewhere, but we back up and running.
I'm glad to hear it, man. Like I said, I had called in last week. That's how I missed you last week, if you was on last week, because they said it wasn't going to be no show for 22 hours. I just happened to call back again, and they told me 11 minutes, so that's why I just hung on the line, man.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, we was on last week. I definitely was on 7 last Friday, just for a couple of hours, but yes, sir.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to call around, call my boys up in Detroit, and call a couple of them fellas down here and like DJ Grant and all of them and let them know to start tuning in. Because I know they already know you're the new governor, so I just got to make sure that they, you know, get your time down so they can call in too and show some support. Because you are a governor just like they are, so I know good well you will support them, so they need to support you too, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it's all about. It's all about networking. Yeah, we was up in Miami last week. Them brothers, we had a nice time. I tell the brother showed us a good time. Hey, there's a couple cats out there doing their thing. They meant business.
Oh, yeah, that's a decent track, man. When I was living up that way, I used to go to Miami, man. I know those guys like Kimo and Tony and Jimbo and all of them, and Mailman, all them guys, Melvin. I used to go up there and run with them guys, man, Dennis and the fellas, man. Like I said, I didn't go up there a lot, but I made a few of them know he's up that way, man. Those are pretty cool cats up that way.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. One brother named Lil Wayne. Wayne got the white Mustang. Man, he on
yes,
the mound.
Never seen
that man. He put chemo on the trailer.
Yeah, I was listening to the Tuesday night show. I think he's on there. And like I told Wayne, when I talked to him too, I said, man, we met, you know, you probably just don't remember the name. But once I, you know, he said he's supposed to be coming to High Springs. I said, once I come over the trailer, it'll probably come back to you, man, because I try to meet all the brothers, especially the ones that's positive. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm them guys, I try to affiliate myself around positive people. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, get caught up in that robbery about, I'm fussing about this and fussing about that. It's all about having fun, man. It ain't about who the fastest, because you ain't going to beat everybody, no matter who you are, you know. So.
At the end of the day, it's about having a good time. Everybody have fun. I mean,
that's
what we
it.
Do.
You
yes,
lose
sir.
Pay and go on to the next page, you know.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's about, man. What it's about.
I don't care if they take a little too serious, but like saying, you can't win them all, you ain't going to lose them all. And the day that's going to have fun.
The best lose. The best to lose, T-Max. I mean, that's the thing is you ain't going to never lose the best to lose, the loss. So you got to take a win just like you take a loss, you know.
Take the bitter with the sweet.
That's it. Take a lick and keep on taking, you know.
Yes, sir.
The right thing down there is as tough as he is. He ain't whooping everybody, but everybody ain't whooping him. And that's what it's about.
That's what it's about. Yes, sir.
Getting in the ring. That's what it's getting in the ring.
That's it. I can't say running ain't ducking, having fun. And you beat me today, we're going to come back tomorrow. That's how I go.
That's it. I'm like, boy, Bud Neck, you're getting disrespect now. They used to dog go Bud Neck it out real bad. Now they can't do nothing except the fact that Bud Neck is doing his thing.
Yes, sir.
Doing his thing, man. I can't wait, man.
Yeah, so
it's
hey,
good down here because now they can run. Now they ain't got to wait till 6 in the evening to run now. By getting, you know, a little cooler, they can go and start running
cool.
early in the day now, you know.
That's how it's not like a lot of cats here. You want to get to the track, see where the car at. A lot of cats want to come out the box anymore, off the trailer.
Right.
Yeah. But you better have to be on your A-game.
No, you ain't going to do a thing, man. Now, they ain't going to get it in. He hasn't been all over this year.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks for speaking on Maryland.
He's
going to get all over, man. Next week. Okay, next weekend. He ain't going to make it to Holly Springs.
He's doing his thing, man. He's having fun. Just like Tay say, he got that work going with him.
Yes, sir.
How
you coming on with your
father? Well, I'm getting the motor part together, but you know, but the key is trying to go in the cars and stuff like that. I'm trying to make sure I get them situated before I go all out, you know.
Hey, there you go.
You know, it's family first, man. It's always there.
Yes, sir. No question.
Family first, then I can play. You know, then I can do what I got to do.
Yeah, take care home first, my brother.
That's it. That's it, man. So eventually, like I say, I should have my program up and going by next spring.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
It's a long time coming, man. It's time to get back in the ring, bro.
There you go. That old great thing that's sitting in the corner, man. Been playing with that old MC. It was cool, but, man, I got that bread with that great thing. Got to bring it back out the corner. Got to bring it back out.
Yes, sir. You know I remember that big Chevy? You know I remember it, man. I remember that Chevy. Mm. And you got to go to work working. That Chevy was working, man. Real good.
Yeah, I took a break for a while. I went back to the bikes. And the bikes been cool, but I missed that old great thing, man. I miss it.
Hey, that was that breadwinner. You was winning that bread with that Chevy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They were looking at that big Chevy, underestimating it, and you were chopping heads off with it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a good thing, man. But hopefully, man, we'll do a lot of traveling together next year. Maybe we see each other a lot next year at the track, man. Cause I'm planning on getting around, man. I'm planning on getting around.
Yes, sir. Have you been following much on this grudging thing?
Oh, yeah. I've been in it from the beginning, man.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, man. So
I've been in it from the beginning, man.
Wonderful organization. How about the networking?
Yep, my boy Will turned me on to it, man. I've been calling in and been chatting with Jay Barnes and Johnny Pick and all them cats, man. I've met all of them, man. Mike Hill. I had to reintroduce myself to Mike Hill at Drag Benefit Race because he kept telling them at the gate that he wanted to meet me. And I done talked to him several times, bro. He had to put the face with the voice, you know. That kind of made me feel good to know somebody like Mike Hill wanted to meet me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Exactly. He's your brother.
Yeah. Yeah, real cool cat, man. All of them are, man. Like I said, that's one thing about this thing with Gordon, man. Jay Barnes, know he did come good when he put it. Because well, Jay Barnes, Donnie with me down here now, doing what he's doing, and what nobody else is doing, they doing, as far as doing the north, south, east, west. We're doing this thing every month for Jay Barnes, putting us all together.
Yeah, you sharp brother, man. He's trying to bring it together. And it's up and coming. It's growing. It's getting bigger and bigger. And I mean, we're going to have some national attention here in a minute. It's coming.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. For sure. He did the right thing.
He did the right thing
when he started this thing.
Yeah. It's a wonderful circuit, man. Like I said, we're just kind of mimicking behind the NHRA thing, which is cool on our level. It's something serious, man. It's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, yeah, man. For sure, man. Like I say, it's going to be a few people come and go. But one thing that I know for sure that I feel, you know, strongly about. I don't think it'll ever be the end. Of Grudging, because I think it's too many poly brothers that believe in Grudging for something like that to happen. You know,
yes, sir.
We might have a few that get out of it, but like I said, you know, I think that all when it's all said and done, Grudging gonna be around for a long time.
Well, long time.
Oh yeah, for sure. I met a lot of good brothers by being affiliated with Grudging, man. I met a lot of good brothers by being affiliated with it. I would have never met Mississippi Joe and all them guys, DJ Grant and all them guys, man, if it weren't for Jay Bond, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, you see him on the internet, but to meet him personally, you know, I credit that to Jay Bond, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's got us up here that's going to take off like wildfire. I mean,
oh, yeah, man, for sure.
I mean, it's a good group of guys, man. And like I said, sky's the limit, man. We're going to be around for a while.
How's your weather where you at, man?
Huh?
How's the weather where you at?
Well, it's been cool. The last few days, it's been kind of cool around here, but it's holding. Only to stay dry.
Man,
yes,
it's beautiful down here, man. It's beautiful. It should be some good racing down here tomorrow and Sunday. I'm standing outside right now, man. It's beautiful.
Well, I'll be down there next weekend. Oh, I'll be there.
You're going to love it, man. I just hope the weather hold out, man. Only thing that could possibly change next week if it rains, which I'm hoping it don't, because this is perfect weather down here, man. I bet you it's probably about 70, maybe 73 or 74. I'm standing in my front yard right now, man. It's just as nice, no wind blowing. It is pure peace and quiet. It's beautiful, man.
Beautiful weather, man. That's what sells me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One thing I don't miss, man, is that snow. I ain't got to worry about seeing none of that.
<That's>
I ain't got to worry about seeing none of that.
Snow is a game changer.
And if it do, it'll be real light. I mean, it won't even be an inch.
Wow.
But it shuts it down now.
Yeah, they get a lot of rain down that part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. We had our share of rain, but here lately, the last real heavy rainfall down in the south where I'm at, my part of Alabama, shit, might have been about maybe August. We ain't really, the early part of it, the last heavy one. Now we ain't been getting no rain, man. It's been beautiful.
Wow.
It's so nice here, T-Mac. I'm not kidding you. Right now, man, I bet somewhere down here they racing, doing street racing somewhere. It's a beautiful night, man.
Wow. Yeah, we had a couple of brothers come up here for Alabama, not Mississippi Park, for Black Sunday up in St. Louis last month. A few brothers came up here, and I was so disappointed. I invited them up here to come play with their bikes. Couldn't find no action.
Wow.
No action. Yes, sir.
I missed that, man. I ain't been to Black Sunday in a long time. Now, I missed that.
Yeah, but that program had fell off. You know, last year was the first year for in about 3 years, and they had it again this year. It's going to take time to pick back up, but it'll come back around.
For sure. Mm-hmm. You're right about that, T-Mac. It should come back. Once everybody that was going before decided to check it out again, because like I said, last time I was at the Black Sunday Hill, it was in 07, 2007, man.
Yeah.
And,
that was the last time
I was there.
Yeah, I think after 08, it wasn't after that. They kind of died off, man.
Right. And then the members of something split up or something, too, what made it fall off? I think some of the members had parted ways or something while it fell off.
Yeah, they had a lot of division going on down in parts, but it was still a wonderful organization. I mean, with UBDRA, with like Rudging, you know, the two governing bodies, we're going to put the state back on the map.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, sir. Definitely look forward to it.
Man, I can't wait, man. Like I said, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Sunday, and definitely next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to tell you, man, when I first used to go to the track when I was down there, man, it was so freaking hot during the day that they don't start running down here till like 6 or 7 in the evening.
You'll cool off, huh?
Yeah, you have to, man. I mean, it'd be scorching hot, man. It's a total different heat than what we have up our way. I mean, up that way anyway. I forgot I'm down here now. That way, man, we used to start racing here before 12 o'clock. But down here, man, it'd be so hot, you cannot start till at least 6 or 7.
Wow.
But now that it's October and the winter months down here, now they can start racing a little earlier during the day now because it don't be as hot in the daytime like it was back in July and August, June. And, man, I'm talking about on fire, bro. They'd be on fire. Oh.
I believe it. I've been there, done that. But I like about them parts.
Yeah,
brother.
Yeah.
On the stage drive, the brothers down there, they play year-round. On the stage drive.
It freaked me out, man. Me and my wife went to, we went to Holly Springs. It might have been that Whitnam last race. Might have been maybe a month ago, maybe. We went to the race. Yeah. Man, it was so freaking hot, man. I'm talking about she stayed in the car with the air going. I'll take that back. We went to drag race. The benefit race in Montgomery. Man, it was so hot. They just started racing at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
I'm serious, bro. See, man, it was hot. It was burning hot, man. When I say burning hot, I think the first car went down the track at about 5-something.
Yes, sir. See, unfortunately, that was a thing for drag that same particular weekend on the 22nd. I had a race scheduled in Cordova. But, you know, what happened for him, it was an unforeseen act because nobody controlled that. By, you know, his car burned down. So they had that benefit for him down there. This was like a little tug of war for the brothers. A lot of them went down there to support him. A lot of them came to my show. We still had a nice time. We had a beautiful time. It's still cool, nice turnout, a lot of entries. We had a ball.
Good, man. Like I said, I'm gonna pay you a visit, man. I'll be up that way, next year for sure, man. We'll bring my program with me and have some fun with you and talk about the old and the new, you know, and have a good time with you, man. I definitely make sure you keep your show going because I'm going to definitely be calling in. Sometimes I might not be able to call in all the time because sometimes I work a little overtime, but if I'm off, I'm definitely going to click in and let you know I'm listening.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. Yeah, spread the word down there, man.
For sure, really, man. Oh, don't worry about it. I'm on it, baby. I'm on it. Like I said, I'm going to let them know that it's a new show and that, you know, chapter, I guess, got another show or something whatnot. But like I said, you see a girl, Jake, that's all that count, man.
That's all that matters. Yes, sir.
That's all that count. Still good. It's still a girl, Jake. It's still a girl, Jake show. So you got to patronize it, you know.
Got to support it. We're all on the same page. We all got the same common goals and interests. We like to go play.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
I gave my boy Will the number. I'm surprised he ain't called in. I just called and told him that that you was hosting the show now and that to call in. You don't see a 4309.
4309?
Yeah.
I see a 3490.
3490. No, it's 43. It's 531-4309. It's a 778 number.
No, I don't see that one, no, sir.
Okay, I told him to call in. He said he's going to call in, man, because I was trying to explain to him who you were. And they're calling in the show because he had called earlier, too, and couldn't get on.
Okay,
so he didn't call in. I don't know. I ain't going to bother, man. He don't call in. He'll definitely be on here with me next week, that's for sure.
Yeah, and this week we took off from 7:30 to 8:30, just did an hour, but next week we'll be on full schedule. It'll be 7 to 9.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely call in because next week, after that Friday night show, you'll be down here in the Holly Springs the next day.
Yes, sir, we'll be here. I'm still going to do that show live and in color right there from Holly Springs. I'll be there.
Cool. That'd be cool, man.
Yes,
yo, now I gotta get some bad boys, man. Them some good dudes, man. Whit is a pretty cool brother, man. Real cool brother, man. Them guys up when I went to one of their races down there, man. Them guys cooked a big old pot of the biggest turkey necks I ever seen in my life with potatoes and man. I mean, they were just giving people that walk up there, give you a plate, man. You don't even have to know them, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's one thing I say. Nothing like that Southern hospitality. Nothing like it.
Man, I mean, them was a great group of guys, man. Bad boys. Them was a real, real good group of guys, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the boys are running good. They're respectable. They've been on this whole race scene for a minute. They earned their shot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes,
it should be just like one big gathering next week in Hot Springs, though, because I think Leon and all of them supposed to be coming down to that.
Yeah. Gonna be like a young family reunion going on.
Coming.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It should be just like a drag reunion.
That's what it's all about. Yes, sir.
I had to step back inside, man. It's so lovely outside. I had to step back inside for a minute, man.
Yes, sir. I look forward to next week because it's starting to cool off this week. We supposed to. By the end of next week, it's supposed to be down to high 30s throughout the night. Next week, yeah. The weather's been holding up for us pretty good, but it's going to cool off. We can't complain. We are like the middle toward the end of October. We can't complain.
Nah, man. One thing good about it, you get bored, you know they're going to be still getting it on down here.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be running down here, man, well into December.
Yes, sir. I think after Cold Killers thing tomorrow, this weekend, the next one I'm going to say is in November, next month in Texas. It's actually the last race on the grudging schedule for the year. So we're going to try to make it down that way, too, and down in the Houston area.
Okay, because I know Mississippi Joe got one, too. He got one the following week after the Bad Boys. He got one that everybody's supposed to be going through in Louisiana, no problem.
Okay, no problem.
That's when he's supposed to be debuting the new Gangsta Boo.
Okay. What date is that?
It's on a Saturday.
It's on a Saturday, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar right now. It's on a Saturday because the first is that Friday and the Mississippi Joe race is that Saturday, November 2nd.
November 2nd, yeah, okay. I haven't been hearing about
that.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good to know.
Yep, so I'm going to have to quick race next week. Then the next Saturday, I'll be on the road again back to the Louisiana to participate and show Mississippi Joe some support at his race.
Right. Okay. I'll tell you the quote.
And you said that Texas show would win, T-Mac?
Yeah, Texas, I'm going to say November. I don't have a schedule in front of me. It starts the second week of November, but it's actually in Houston.
Okay.
That's an actual last
race. I hope it's on a Saturday or Friday. I can't make no Sunday races.
I want to say it's a two-day event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got your number. I'll definitely keep you posted and definitely be in touch, man. I appreciate the support. All you brothers, come on. Hey, that's what it's all about.
Make sure you remember that number, team, man, because it's going to be on there a lot, man.
I got it locked in already. I'm saving it already.
All right, my brother.
Thanks again, bro. Thank you for hanging out with me, man. I look forward to it. And nothing else. I'll see you next weekend.
All right, for sure, man. Be blessed.
All right, Steve. You're saying yes, sir.
All right, T-Mac. Later.
Right. Yep. Still in line, Will Kill?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, well, yeah, we got about 10, 15 seconds. We think going to get all these airways, but you're down there tomorrow, man. You got my number?
I'll text it to you. So when you're down by them past tomorrow, and I'll make sure you're in tune with them brothers, man. But I'll see you, man. Yeah, enjoy yourself. It's been real, and I'll be in touch.
All right, appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the support, my brother. Thanks. All right.
Yeah.